Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Cause they giving you the latest on everything on your playlist. This bet the safest from basements to greatness. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ram. Might think you fly, but ain't nice as my guys. Got eyes on the prize. So like and subscribe. We back in the booth. I think that they gon' eat this up. The ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain. We have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the
bang. What is up, everybody? Corey Vincent here, back in the VGB studio, getting ready to throw down on some podcast. Joining me, starting with, let's start with perceived age. Let's see who, let's go with the baby-faced assassin, Kyle the Winner. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. Not too much. Work is going. Making games full-time is still, it's still cool. It's still fun. I'm still having a great time.
Still
I'm
hanging in there? Yet. Community managing?
Yeah. It's fun.
They haven't broke you yet.
I have not been broken. My spirit remains unwavering.
Oh, you wait. You just wait until the Billie Eilish DLC comes out and pisses everybody off.
That was legit like four or five weeks ago.
You guys already got Billie Eilish?
Oh yeah, we got two. We got we just
you guys got Bad Guy
and Therefore I Am. We had Bad Guy like a year ago.
No way.
Therefore I Am and oh yeah, we up on it.
What? Okay, I'll never question you guys again. That's for sure. Wow, I was questioning how hip you were and perceived age because I still don't know how old you are. I would guess, just based on looks alone, 23. No,
I wish.
You look
don't
like,
we all?
You look a child.
Don't we all?
I mean, Corey, I have known you in. I've been in town for at least like 2 to 3 years, right? Like doing stuff.
Yeah, you were like 12 then. Right?
That was after college. Were you like 12 when I met you? After college, I graduated college when I was 22.
I'm a little fast and loose with the details. Speaking of fast and loose, Jada, what?
Wow,
that was just coincidence.
Wow. Total,
I would have said it regardless of what he had said. Actually, you should be mad at him because he made me say fast and loose. So
just putting words in your mouth, huh?
Yeah.
Just no control over what comes out of your mouth.
Never.
Yeah, I thought you ran social.
That's why. Thanks. I turned my brain off. Finally, I don't have to worry about him. Jada, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Good. I'm doing great, and I'm excited for you because you've been teasing stuff all over social media. I know you probably don't need to drop it here, but you know maybe announcements coming soon. But what can you share? You've been teasing all this stuff. So what's going on with you?
Yeah. So I have signed the paperwork. You guys heard last show that I was on that I was working at a games dev studio. I am still doing that. But also, I will be making an announcement on Friday this week on my Twitter, Jada_Rena, of what company I'm going to be joining as a community lead. Dang. So I'm joining the community team, and I don't want to say it's been a dream come true, kind of has, but I'm excited for the opportunities ahead of me.
It's contagious. Seems like anybody who pops up on the show ends up like in community management and social media. We should just totally pivot, like just go all into community management and just bitching about people we have to deal with every day. But
we could.
We could.
And we could. We'd never have a shortage of conversations.
Yeah. And we'd probably lose our jobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Instantly.
That's what sucks. It seems like beforehand, when you aren't in industry, you just say whatever you want, all willy-nilly, all the freedom of podcasting, and then you start watching these cats who start making it and getting super big, and they can't talk about anything important anymore, because if they do, they get in trouble for it.
Yep.
So expect Jada just to not say anything. It'll be all PC when you come on here now. You can't say anything crazy.
Oh, please. I'll still be same old me. That's going to be, that's the, you know, one of the things they liked about me in the interviews is that I am a very outspoken person and I don't bite my tongue. So
speaking of biting their tongue, you may be noticing there's three of us. We had Minty, a.k.a. Lexi, going to be on the show tonight, but she had an insanely traumatic weekend. I was surprised she even said she was going to try and make it tonight. You know, she had a little medical emergency, if you follow her on social media. So she tried to weather the storm, but she's just going to take a bunch of pain meds and chill. Instead of taking a bunch of pain meds coming on here and leaking all the details for the new WrestleMania game. So she probably made the right call.
Because we probably would have pressed her for that.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Is Stone Cold in the game or not? Damn it.
Stone Cold is the game. it's an RPG where you are Steve Austin. You got to look through his life.
So we find just all the sending our best vibes on to Minty. You know, speaking of positive vibes, we had Elon Musk on SNL. We should probably start talking about there because we've been following the Dogecoin thing. This was supposed to be the date that it officially went to the moon. How much Doge do you own, Jada?
I don't own any Doge.
What? Of all the people, you seem like you would have been the one 10 years ago telling everyone about Doge.
No, I actually don't own any cryptocurrency. I'm kind of behind on that, to be honest.
Kyle. So,
but I'm looking to do some heavy investing soon.
Kyle's the Doge father. How much you got?
900,000. No, I have. I was considering buying after. So I guess to kind of get this going, Elon is on SNL.
Yep.
Starts talking about how he's going to launch a satellite to the moon. Funded entirely by Dogecoin because he bought God knows how much of it, millions if not billions worth of it. And then literally same day, it plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the timing there's a little off because he's been promoting his appearance all week and it peaked like at 75 cents. This is insane, guys. Like this stupid crypto joke coin being 75 cents is pretty nutty. I bought like two meme cycles ago because this is kind of a tired meme almost at this point.
It's a perpetual boomerang of meme.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming on back and coming on back.
I got in at 0.0008 of a cent or something. And I only put in $35 because I was, you know, scared and timid. And I ended up selling a little bit last week. I pocketed $500 because I hit the point of like, it's cool in theory if it hits a dollar or whatever, you know, I still left a bunch in. So if it hits a dollar, I'm still looking good, but you haven't made anything until you sell, you know? So I kept telling, you know, my wife's like, how's Doge doing? And I was like, yeah, I'm at like $1,000. And she's like, well, I don't see none of that. So I was like, fine. All right. So I cashed out a little before the SNL thing, thinking that it was going to go up again.
That was the play, though, dude.
Kind of, because you never want to do everything at once. That's the one advice I'll say to anybody getting into real stocks or crypto. Like, don't just swing for the fences every time. Don't drop $6,000, you know, and then take it all away and put it all into something else. Like, you know, time it. There's no reason to do that. Put in 100 here, 50 there, watch, buy the dips, hold it. So, you know, this is part of the first part of my exit. Because I was like, I'll get some now. And when it goes up, I'll get out a little bit more. But it ended up being a bigger brain play because Elon Musk was terrible. Like, he was bad. Did anybody watch it?
I watched it.
No,
I watched it today. Last night and today. I fell asleep halfway through.
It was bad, wasn't it? Like, it wasn't just me being cynical, right?
No, it was bad.
To be good.
And I don't think anybody did. But you know what? Honestly, though, I have never like really listened or seen Elon Musk on camera. I've just been total blind spot, just ignored it. And I feel like I kind of understand who he is after that SNL. Like, I kind of get it. Like, he was that awkward kid growing up who, you know, was playing with twigs while everybody else was playing tag. And, you know, good for him that he's made something of himself and done stuff with it, you know, so.
It was like, I watch SNL. I love the institution of Saturday Night Live. I've been watching since the, you know, I'd come home after school, go to Comedy Central, and they'd be playing the 80s versions and stuff. And I watched all through, you know, the 90s and 2000s. And it gets good and bad. And it's just one of those things I watch. You know, some people watch bad TV shows anyways. So when it's bad, it's bad. But when it's good, it's good. SNL has actually been kind of good, like the last couple years, I felt like it's definitely been worse. But this was just a bad episode. Like it just was cringe. Like they should have known that there was going to be more eyes on this episode than like a lot of other ones. And their first sketch ended up being like one just trying to dunk on Gen Zers. Oh,
and that was so bad.
And it was just bad. Like, way to make SNL just look old. It already is kind of, you know, old, but you really just showed it there. And that set the tone for the whole rest of the thing. And Elon, to his credit, you know, I guess I didn't know this, but he has Asperger's.
Yeah.
So that's incredible that he was able to do it, you know, as much as he did with the voices and figure the things out. Like, you know, there was an old radio DJ I used to listen to all the time who had Asperger's, and you know, it's definitely a challenge just to have social interactions and no comedic timing and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it was never going to be a standout breakout Elon Musk performance that was going to just do it, but they could have done so much more with him, you know, with who he is.
I was honestly surprised that he was in almost every sketch. Like, you look at most like hosts that come on and they're in like, you know, 40% to 50% of the sketches. I feel like Elon Musk was in almost every goddamn sketch.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think it flopped by his account at all. I kind of think it was just poor writing.
Yeah.
They should have let Pete Davidson just write the whole thing, to be honest. He was the only highlight of it. They did like that. What is that one where he just.
The Mario Kart in court.
No, that one was bad too.
That was bad.
That was bad, but the one where he went to space.
Chad in space.
That was fucking good.
Chad is like one of the best characters. I'm kind of sad they killed him.
Yeah, they'll bring him back. I think they've killed him before. it ended up tanking, but then the next day he put out a tweet that I think kind of sent it back into a revival where he did say he was going to make Doge One a satellite fully funded by Dogecoin and stuff. And, you know, it's actually going to the moon now. And then it rallied back up a little bit. So those watching that crypto market, get in there, man. Help me make some money. We all make some money. You know, we go into this crypto.
I find it fascinating how one person's SNL performance can change the trajectory of a currency.
I mean, that's just like having the spotlight on you.
Explain that to your grandma and grandpa, dude. Like, what the f... So, okay, you know the guy who's talking about space who made the electric cars, right? He went on SNL, and then he made money worth less. Like, what?
You know, even crazier, my uncle, who's always just kind of into weird stuff, he's got tons of stocks and always sending me like what he thinks is new and what's hot and stuff, and for the most part he's pretty right on. The next thing he wants to do is buy a digital racehorse. Have you seen these?
I saw something about that.
Digital racehorses is pretty legit. I don't understand a second of how it does. If you're in chat or if any, you know, knows, please educate me, because it seems fascinating. But basically you can somehow the blockchain technology is in there, and you buy a racehorse and you can breed your racehorse and put it in races and try and win. Like, it's a whole digital world of horse racing. And I kind of want to sell my Dogecoin to buy a racehorse. What could go wrong?
God. It's Elizabeth, like, we're you. Like the second coming of the boomers. Like, we're just doing what they did. We're like, or maybe not even the boomers, whoever was before the greatest generation, like the born in 1900, right, put all their money in the stock market, that crashed into oblivion after living a life of excess. Like, we're just literally 100 years later, same shit.
I'll put my life savings in this racehorse,
and
then someone gets too close to him with a magnet, and he's just dead.
Money in Dogecoin and NFTs and Ethereum and all this, and then it's just 8 years, man. We got 8 more years until it comes back around, and then we're all
So what you're saying, Kyle, is that all three of us, we need to go in deep on this for the next 7 years and then cash out.
Yes.
And then put our money in our mattresses.
Yep.
It seems like one of those things, by the time people know about it, it's too late. Like, man, imagine if some of these people, you see the news stories now since Dogecoin has gotten as high as it has, people buying mansions and cars and all sorts of crazy stuff off of this joke. I mean, if I made $1,000 with $35, you know, and just kind of as a joke, there were some people throwing mad money into this because they just had that feeling, or the people who were doing it years ago that had all the Dogecoin. And it's just kind of crazy. We should have listened to that one annoying dude in the office who was telling us about Bitcoin, man. There's always one. Everybody knows one person who was like, yeah, I just put $1,000. And now that guy he's going to run the world. Let's go on to some, let's talk about this new Venom Let There Be Carnage trailer. Cause I'm on the fence. I want to hear what you guys thought. Did you get to see this, Kyle?
I watched the trailer. I didn't see the first movie. I didn't care. I don't know why. It's technically a Marvel owned, but like, it's not MCU and it just feels different. It just feels like a different breed of movie. It just feels like normal movies, like the way they have been for a long time. Like, it's like, I think Sony's been doing it, and like, that's who's done, they still own the rights to Spider-Man recently, all that sorts of stuff. And so they're just kind of like, I feel like they're like, okay, they got lucky with Spider-Man, like the first one in 2003, because no one had any superhero movies. We're like, oh cool, okay, yeah, it's a superhero movie.
Wait a minute, Kyle, those movies stand up, those stand the test of time. If you watched them,
Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Yeah, Spider-Man 1 and 2. Those are sick movies. Those are good. Tobey Maguire at his peak? Come on.
Okay. But they haven't,
I will agree, it did pop a bubble.
Beyond that in almost 20 years.
Yeah.
They haven't like done anything. They're like, okay, well, you know how there's Spider-Man and people kind of care about him? Well, what about Venom, who less people care about? Well, what about doing him, his own set of movies, and introduce someone else as well that people don't even care, like don't even know about? Like, how are they, do they, like, I don't care about Venom, and I was pretty into the Spider-Man world for a long time.
But Venom is like infinitely more known than the Guardians of the Galaxy were before that first movie came out. So
it was a good movie. Venom was not a,
and Venom isn't like a nobody. Like, Venom was in, no, he had his own video games. There's Venom versus Carnage. Like,
it's actually the first game I bought with my own money.
Is it really the
Venom, Spider-Man and Venom versus like Maximum Carnage on the Sega Genesis? First game I ever bought with my own money. Birthday money.
That was definitely a rent, but it was great. It was amazing. So he's not like a nobody. And this is the one they finally bust out Carnage to, which kind of ties into that. Like, I thought the first one was trash, though. All that to say, I'm not defending this. I thought the first movie was bad.
Yeah, I was pretty bored throughout it. I watched it, and I couldn't really honestly tell you any details about the first movie other than something happened around a spaceship, and they mispronounced symbiote. Like, that's pretty much all I remember.
Yeah.
And there's a motorcycle chase scene, I think.
They're leaning way too, and you could tell, too, in the comedy on this one. You know, like, Venom's a good guy. He's cracking jokes to the lady at the convenience store. Like, I'm just not into this. Tom Hardy is not Jack Reynolds or whatever his name is. Ryan Reynolds. Sorry, I don't know who Jack Reynolds is. But they're not on the same level. They're trying to make it like a Deadpool, it feels like.
Yeah, but I don't think they're, I think the thing is they're not leaning. They're trying to lean, they're trying too hard to lean into the comedy instead of just over leaning into the comedy like Deadpool. Like, Deadpool just literally beats jokes to their dead horses and literally, and then rides the dead horse. Like, that's just Deadpool's style.
Yeah.
Whereas Venom's like, we could do that. We're funny. No, guys, you're not.
So. Yeah. This one does not take place in the MCU. I've seen it's pretty confirmed, so don't have to worry about them messing up any of the canon we actually care about or anything. So, I guess this could exist. I kind of think it's a waste of the Venom. Even down to the name, Let There Be Carnage. Just call it Venom versus Carnage. Call it Maximum Carnage. Call it something. Like, Let There Be Carnage seems cheesy. The whole thing just seems a little hokey. But you know what wasn't hokey? The Mortal Kombat movie. Holy
I have seen it. I have seen it now.
Okay, let's talk. Let's get into the nitty gritty because Jada's OG. I'm sure you were all into the old one too. What were your expectations going into the new one? And give us your like little recap.
So, I mean, I didn't have anything spoiled, but I heard like kind of like other people's impressions and stuff going in. And so like the impressions I had heard going into it was it's, you know, it's about on par with the original movie. It's got some kind of cool fight scenes. It's still a little campy, but it's still, but it does justice to the source material. And honestly, that's where I fell. I ended up falling right into that same boat. Like it was, I enjoyed it. It was really good for that hour and a half or however long it was. The one thing I was a little upset that they didn't get to a big thing that, you know, the whole movie was supposed to be about, that I don't want to spoil for anybody who hasn't seen it.
I think we could spoil it, man. I think we could spoil.
It's on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's HBO, you know, I think it's fine. Let's spoil it. You're talking about the tournament.
Yeah, the fact that there is no tournament. Like, I get that they basically set it up for future movies because, you know, that's what it looks like we're building towards in the second
combat
movie.
Combat Cinematic Universe.
The MKU.
Yeah. The MKU. But yeah, no, I thought it was great. I thought they're, you know, they kind of wasted a few characters. I feel like Raiden and Shang Tsung were both kind of wasted.
Yeah, but I think they'll get theirs. I think they'll get theirs.
For sure. I mean, like, they did a really good job with Kung Lao. Mm-hmm. Kung Lao was amazing. They did really, Kano obviously stole the whole movie, like everybody wrote about and said. I don't remember where I was going with that, but I mean, everybody else did decent. Like, I don't know. I wanted more, which is a good thing to be left with coming out of that movie.
Yes. Yeah. What'd you think, Kyle?
I had bare minimum expectations. I expected there to be stupid fun fights. I expected there to be a at worst, completely incoherent script, and so if it at least had some amount of coherency, I was stoked. I expected cool special effects. I expected someone to get their head smashed or spine ripped out. I expected one fatality. I got basically all of that. I was not expecting The Godfather or Citizen Kane. It's a video game movie about people who fight from space, and like, it's supposed to be stupid. It's supposed to be fun. It was stupid and fun. Like, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I thought the only thing I wish I would have gotten was one person's spine getting ripped out, but like, you know, 9 out of 10 ain't bad. Like, you got the fatality, you got all the greats of finishers, you got a lot of really good characters. You didn't see Johnny Cage, which I would have loved as well, but they're teasing that for the future as well. It's just like,
I think not having Johnny Cage, they said it was because Kano was written as such a comedic character that having Johnny Cage thrown in there would have just been like,
it would have thrown it off a ton.
Which also, I see.
Who's from space?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. He said there's fighters from space.
Like,
what the?
Well, the bad guys, they're not from space, but like it felt like the same as like where Thanos was from, when like he is in his chair in the middle of nowhere in some god space realm. It's the same kind of like, it's basically space in some other realm.
It's outworld. Okay. It's outworld, yeah. First of all. So yeah. Nether
the outer
realm,
realms.
The outer realm.
The outer realm.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. I was just curious. I was like, maybe Kyle knows somebody that is actually from space in Mortal Kombat that I don't know about.
Oh, no,
I've
played the games for about 5 minutes and watched the first movie a year ago. So
now you gotta go watch the second movie.
I have heard that that one is
terrible. Please,
but
watch
you gotta
it.
Watch it.
Please watch
Do
it.
I?
Oh yeah,
you gotta watch it.
You gotta
I have
release
so many
your
other movies.
Animality.
I just got HBO access. I have so many other things I can watch. So many beautiful things on my list, and it's like, no, I'm gonna spend that time.
Okay, just grab your Switch, turn it on, and play your Switch while you watch it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. You don't want to give it full attention, but it's definitely worth a watch. I really like the new Mortal Kombat movie. It delivered on all the things I wanted. I was pretty iffy about them introducing a brand new character just for the movie. But I liked him. I think he fit. it helps tell the story, and you can kind of feel like the player almost, you know, like how it gives you someone a fresh set of eyes to introduce characters. Mm-hmm. I thought that the fatalities were awesome. I love that they incorporated characters just as fodder. Like, now, when the first Mortal Kombat movie came out, was Mortal Kombat 3 was out? Like, I don't think there was a whole bunch of them, but now they have like a billion characters. And so there's plenty that nobody uses that you can just throw in the game for, or in the movie for fatalities and stuff. Because you can't throw fatalities, or actually they did a pretty good job of throwing fatalities on main characters with Jax at the beginning. But like, you know, you can't kill off characters. So you're like, how do you do this? But oh yeah, that chick with the wings, it was in like two games. Throw her in there and let her get, you know, brutalized.
Destroyed. Yeah.
Riker or whatever that guy's name was too. Like, he's another dude who's like in two games. Just throw that guy in there. Let him get dumpstered. It was a great balance of all that stuff. Kano, a character I actually just hated. I've never liked him. I didn't like to play as him. I didn't like to play against him. I didn't like him in the first movies. And then this one made him like legit. I was like, okay, let's fucking go. Kano's the man. So I agree. I wanted to see more Shang Tsung, more Raiden, and more Outworld, because that's where all the shit goes down. So I'm excited for the next one. It sent me down the path of like YouTube videos. I was watching every single What Culture. Here's the top 10 powerful Mortal Kombat characters of all time, and I was watching those, and then HBO is a gold mine right now for Mortal Kombat content. Mm-hmm. They had the Scorpion's Revenge cartoon.
I need to watch that still.
Dude.
That's supposed to be really good.
Oh my gosh. If you think Invincible was brutal, watch this one. Like it's definitely Mortal Kombat and brutal and stuff. And I can't wait for them to make more of those. It's just such a rich storytelling world, and you can take different variations every time. It's so good. It's the same characters every time, but you just shuffle around what happens. So it was really good. So if you haven't watched it yet, highly recommend. But don't go in there expecting Citizen Kane, like Kyle was saying. Just don't. If you just go in there with a pure,
just have blank fun. Slate.
Have fun, people.
It's fun. It's a fun. It's like Martin Scorsese. It's a theme park. It's not. You're not going to the opera. You're going to go get spun around a bunch of times. Be like, wow, that was a lot.
Yeah. Hold on.
Go eat a funnel cake. And
I'm going to be honest, I liked it more than Citizen Kane. Not saying it's a better movie than Citizen Kane, but I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed when I watched Citizen Kane. And I just watched Citizen Kane, like, I don't know, 3 months ago? So, like, it was pretty fresh in my mind. But definitely not a better movie. Citizen I understand Kane, why.
Worse than Mortal Kombat.
I understand that why Citizen Kane is such a good movie. I just personally didn't enjoy it. So
I've never seen it. I just use it as a.
That's what everybody. That's everybody. That's what, like, I gotta watch this movie because everybody's like, it's Citizen Kane. I'm like, what is Citizen Kane? Like, what? Like, literally, what is it? I need to get in here and dissect
it. I couldn't tell you what it is either. I have no idea what Citizen Kane is.
No, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Casablanca. I've seen the Maltese Falcon. It's just all those movies that are just like, you gotta like go out of your way to watch them.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Let's do something we haven't done in a while. Let's do What You Playing. I felt the gods calling. I've turned my back on the podcast gods, and I have not been doing What You Playing, but I think it's time to dust this one off the shelf. So let's start with Kyle. Kyle, what you been playing?
I've been delving in a lot of Apex Legends. I played it before the new season, and then the new season added a ton of new stuff. They added a new legend in the name of Valkyrie, who is super good. She's basically Pharah from Overwatch, just with other different cool abilities.
Really? She got like rocket packs?
She's got a jet pack.
Yeah. What?
You can't shoot though, which is the one thing that I've been trying to do, and I got pissed off the first day I played. I'm like, why can't I shoot? I'm flying the air. I'm just like, ah, look at me. Hey.
I've been gunning down Valkyrie's left and right. It's so easy.
But her ultimate is super cool. You can like take your teammates. You're like, hey, I don't want to take this fight. Let's just zip on out of here. And you fly your teammates with you, and you just relocate to somewhere across the map. I got a solo versus three team win yesterday or 2 days ago and screamed so loud because I played it well and just did a bunch of cool stuff. So I had that like justified win. They also added a 3v3 arena mode, which is pretty cool. I don't think it's got like Valorant level, Overwatch level potential for competitiveness. Like, I think it's still going to always maintain this. Like,
is that what they're trying to do with it? What is it? Is
I
it
don't
just
know.
Deathmatch or what?
Like it's 3v3 deathmatch. First to three, best, but a win by two. And it's got buy rounds. So you have to buy, like, items, guns,
upgrade the gun.
Why has every game
got to
have a buy round?
So, and but yeah, it's
fun and it's got complexity in some ways, but it's also literally you just run at each other and smash into each other and that's the game. And it's still like it allows you to have a more like clean team fight in that like you're not going to get mm-hmm. third partied constantly, but it's still kind of like what there's no objective, there's no point, there's no like
that's not the one I want.
Anything to do about it. It's just kind of like you kind of just run at each other. And like I think that it would be cool if it was a more people or if it had some objectives involved or something to, you know, some counterplay and some strategy involved. I think it'd be super cool. Also, they added a freaking bow, which is amazing, and I love it, and it's super fun. Some people are calling it for it to be nerfed. I'm in not the highest elo at the moment. I'm working through the trudges right now. And it's not bad because people are still not that good with aiming. But I think eventually, as like once you get into your diamond and apex, whatever predator, whatever the top rank is, it's probably a little bit OP with people. But like,
it's I agree. I think it's really strong right now. But I think it's mostly because there's less counterplay to it than a traditional like sniper rifle or marksman weapon because it's so silent. Like, you get hit with an arrow, and you, like, you're spinning in circles, like, what direction did I just get hit from?
And there's, like, no drop-off.
And there's drop-off.
But it is minor.
It's little.
It's about the same as a regular sniper. It's not like, you know,
Shooting
arrows is and whatever. But
if you want to see, Corey, I
just watched it, like, three times. Yeah, I watched it. Dang, popping off. You're tracking. You're using a controller? Are you cheating? Aimbot?
That's controller. That's controller, yeah. That's all controller.
I think it's because, like I said, I think you've probably got more time on the sticks than anybody I know. And I think it's fused to be one with your mind because that tracking was like mouse level. That was pretty impressive. I would queue with you, put it that way. And that, I don't queue with just anybody.
For anybody else who wants to see it. But yeah, it's me popping off. It's a quick little 50-second clip in arenas. 1v3 and clutching. Yeah, no, the arenas is dope. I actually really like it. I think for me, it's got me using different weapons that I don't traditionally use. So, like,
that is
one of my favorite things about it.
That is the one thing is I've discovered a meta, and I will go ahead and share this with people now. The Octane absolute sprinting around like a maniac with a shotgun meta is my favorite thing.
Oh,
I have taken
so
that
strong.
Upon myself to be that Octane with a shotgun sprinting around like an absolute lunatic, and it is so fun.
Yeah, I've been rocking, so, like, I've been doing, like, economy rounds early, and I just, like, upgrade the P20, and I've just been, like, poking people from afar, because they give you limited healing items at the start. You have to, like, either buy, or you have to go find them in the arena. Like, there's, like, two supply bins with items. So I just economy buy and just poke people down, and then I follow up later rounds, and I, like, go scout Spitfire and just... Wreckful.
This game is Cuba doing stuff right, man.
Every time. Yeah,
it's really
definitively one of the best battle royales, I think, in the market right now. A lot of people have been trying to do something similar, and they're all kind of having a rough go of it. It was like a surprise hit, too. I don't think anyone expected it to be what it was, but now they've kind of...
They've got the balance down. I remember we talked about it at the beginning because it launched so hot and it was so good and everybody was into it. And then just no content came out and everyone got super bored with it. And then they came out and they were like, well, you know, we're not going to try and crunch our developers or anything like that. And then something must have happened where they're like, all right, idiot, you got a gold mine on your hand.
They just bought people.
Yeah.
They just upgraded and hired a crap ton of people.
I'm looking forward to playing this one. I'm actually waiting. So a good friend of mine, personal friend, he's been on the show a bunch, Diegondo, David Ng, is getting his first gaming PC. So
nice.
Yeah, he's ready. So he was like, what games are we getting? Yeah, I'm stoked. Like, it felt like I was getting a PC. That's how happy right? I was to have the homie back. So he said, what games? I said, Apex Legends, Overwatch. Those are going to be our games. So I'll be jumping back into the Apex game.
I've been nice.
I'll go next since Jada got to share a little bit on that one and I was feeling left out because you guys are playing the cool game and I'm still playing two games. One, of course, Overwatch. Actually, I gave a little break to Overwatch for a minute because I don't know. I found a real good group of people to play with. They are completely outside of like my friend zone. I just kind of got welcomed into this group and they're always on and I'm pretty good compared to them. So they like to play with me and I get to kind of rank them up and stuff. So it's been really chill times playing that with them. But I kind of, started feeling guilty because I realized that I had never beat Mario 1, 2, or 3 and I started feeling like a fraud. So I am doing that. That's my goal for this month. I dumpstered Mario 1. That game is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, okay.
Did you like look through how to do it? Like the what when you take this pipe, don't take the
okay,
the, you
okay,
know,
okay,
go
okay,
down
okay.
The second pipe, whatever.
You caught me, Kyle. You caught me. Okay. You caught me because I'm not really doing this legitimately. I'm doing it on the Nintendo Switch, and there's this amazing. I'm like a Time Lord Mario because anytime I die, I could press both triggers and go back up to like 30 aww. Seconds. So if something happens, I'm just playing straight up cheese in this game. I'm sorry. I just want to
play Mario for the story that there is. That
yes.
The story.
Yeah, right. I went to one castle. That bitch wasn't there. Two castles. Not there. How many castles do you think it took? But it's been fun. I could look myself in the mirror and say I beat every level of Mario 1. And I'm in Mario 2 now. That fucker is hard. Mario,
Mario
2. That game doesn't
it
even make
sense.
It does. It's broke. Like I'm even with my Time Lord abilities, I'm just like hard stuck on certain parts of that game. And then I have to go to a YouTube tutorial, watch someone beat it, try and mimic it myself. That game is tough. But I'm finally doing what I should have done forever. So I recommend it. If you have the Nintendo Switch and you do like me, you just play Tetris 99 all the time, you know, and you're looking for something else to do, I recommend it. It's like, what, you have to have their online service, I think, to have access to those games. It's $20 a year. Hell yeah, worth every penny. And they've been adding to that collection. I was going through, they had Double Dragons. Like they had all the games for the NES. I'm super excited to get back through and play some Mario. But let's get to something more relevant. Jada, I hear you've been playing a new game.
Yeah, Mario's always relevant. That's the power of Mario. But yes, I've been playing Returnal, the Metroidvania roguelite PlayStation 5 exclusive featuring an old woman in space stuck in a Groundhog Day's loop when she dies. So the best way I can shorthand explain it. But it's great. I think it's an excellent roguelike. The runs are really long compared to other roguelikes. If you're familiar with like Dead Cells or Binding of Isaac or Hades, you know, normally those runs are anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half tops. Returnal starts at about an hour and a half for your run and ends usually around anywhere from 3 to 6 hours. But that's if you're doing a full run. Like, I cleared the entire 6 biomes on my 3rd life, which was about 6.5 hours of my 17-hour clock when I rolled credits for the first time. I've rolled credits about 3 or 4 times now on it, but there's a secret ending, and so I'm digging through trying to get to that. A lot of it comes down to RNG on what weapons you get and what, like, artifacts you get. It's one of those games where the more prepared you are and the more patient you are, the more you're rewarded. Because, like, I can, any time right now, I can jump from world 1 to 2 to 3 And then once I finish like 3, I can jump into 4, and then I can jump from 4 to 5 or 6 and clear the final boss at any time I want. Just, but the enemies scale with the area, not with yourself. So if you don't have the health or the weapon power or the mods for your suit, like, you're just gonna be toast. So that's why the runs take longer. There is a cool, like, once you finish like biome 1, 2, and 3, it kind of, it does this weird kind of story reset thing, which gives you a good place to kind of take a break, so you don't have to feel like you go through all 6 at once. I generally do 3 biomes at once, and then I put it down for a couple hours or a day, and then come back and finish the other 3, and hope that the PlayStation hasn't updated and closed it. But even if it did close it, once you hit like biome 4, like, it, you can restart from 4 anytime you want, which is cool. So, and there's a lot of stuff that, like, you know, carries over between runs. You have ether, which is like used for purchasing things or cleansing things that are corrupted, and a bunch of other stuff. It gives, what I really like about it, it feels a lot like Metroid Prime, which was one of my favorite games back on the GameCube. So I really dig that one. But yeah, that's,
so it's a recommend. My Returnal.
I definitely would recommend. I give it like a 7.5 out of 10. If I had to give it a score, 7.5. So.
And then congratulations, because you said you also platinumed Maneater. Which...
yeah. Playing a shark, jumping around on the surface, just eating people. And, you know, mutating my shark to either be one with electricity, the shadows, or bones. Like, just all types of cool stuff. And just super, it was just a fun little game just to screw around with at like late at night when I'm just like, I'm really tired, I just don't want to really focus on anything. I'm just gonna go eat a bunch of turtles and sharks and fish and people.
I got a game like that in my repertoire right now. It's called Ape Escape. I keep calling it Ape Escape, but it's called Ape Out. Have you guys tried that one or heard of that one yet?
I've heard of that. Isn't that the one where you like don't you like grab like monkeys and throw them at stuff?
It's like a top down thing. You're a ape in a cage and you need to escape, and it's all set to like freeform jazz music. Yes. So anytime you like push or kill a scientist, it's like a little splash cymbal. So you just like, you're musical.
One of the guys behind it's the same guy who made that Getting Over It game where you're the guy in the little cauldron with the hammer.
Oh, yeah!
As well as someone who used to work with people I work with now. I'm pretty sure he used to work at Harmonix, is also on that like 3-person team.
I could see it because it's very musical. Like, it's a game. A coworker of mine got the soundtrack on vinyl, and I'm like incredibly jealous. Like, it's got a scene, man. It's a really cool game. I wanted to ask you, Kyle, too, more about the Vuser game from Harmonix, because like, by all means, I didn't know. I heard you say it for weeks and I didn't know what it was, and then I checked it out and it's kind of like a DJ mix game. Like, do you need peripheries to get into this?
No.
Explain it.
That's the one thing that like Harmonix has discovered, is like, we're having like, once we stopped making controllers, now everyone is like, we need guitar, and they're like, oh, that reliance is like tricky. And so they have it like, literally, I play on PC, works great on controllers as well. And it's basically like a DJ kind of game. But the cool thing that I'm really enjoying is like, they have the stems of each one and they split it up into categories. So you can like, I really like this drum loop from this song, so I'm going to take that and put it and see how well that goes along with this other, you know, the keyboard part from this song, and like this horn line from this song, and loops and other sorts of stuff. And you kind of like, you kind of figure out what works together, and it auto pitches things. And sometimes it creates really weird sounding ones. Sometimes it's really cool and works out really well. And so it's kind of,
wait a sec. So is it like, I thought this had to do with Harmonix, but did they do drop mix?
Yes, yes. We did drop mix. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's the spiritual successor to drop mix kind of in a lot of ways. And that, like, it's, you know, building with the different pieces and kind of making your own thing, but it's a much more fleshed out, like, involved system. It's a, you know, a larger scale, like, full console game, as opposed to a, like, a mobile peripheral thing.
So how do you win?
it's a timing based thing. So if you drop a new disc on a good timing, you get extra points playing, you know, requests, doing different things at different times. So it's obviously like timing based. And so it's a rhythm thing. You know, everything is that we do is some amount of like, you got to have a good sense of rhythm, or you'll get a good sense of rhythm by doing these. And so it's kind of playing that. And like, you can do things where people, you know, do requests of like, oh, I want to hear this song. And so you can like, if you can get that and make it work well, you can, you know, get more points that way and get a better score from the crowd and sorts of stuff.
Interesting.
I liked it. I played it at PAX East before the pandemic. It was solid. It was a lot of fun. Like, it was super intuitive. Like, you can kind of get in and you're like, okay, what is all of these things? And you're just kind of like, oh, vocals, drums, bass, lead, like rhythm. Like, it's so, it's so well done. Like,
so,
I don't think Harmonix has released a game I haven't enjoyed, which is, you know, always a great thing.
The game was $59.99 though, so you know, maybe my birthday's coming up, Kyle. Maybe you could float me some codes or something.
We'll look into it. I might. We'll see what we'll
a little
see what we
jersey
can do.
Action, huh? You like the shock, huh? You want me to send you some?
Just do a little trainer.
You know, I want to play that game Friday Night Funkin'. Have you guys seen that yet?
No, that sounds cool though.
It's you guys. Did you guys ever see people who are really into DDR that were using their mouse and keyboard?
Maybe.
No.
I know for sure Jada knows some people. You remember the Perez family?
Oh, I know people that were huge DDR. You know what? Actually, yes. Okay, I do remember a few people that played mouse and keyboard on the DDR.
It's like that. It's on Newgrounds, I think. Like, is the way to play it. And
it's on itch.io.
Is it? Oh, I got to go back there. I own like 1,000 games on there or something stupid when they had that crazy sale.
Oh, it's also on Newgrounds too, but yeah.
Yeah. Friday Night Funkin' on a Friday night. That's the one I'm going to start playing.
Full ass game.
Let's get in a couple news stories while we got the time. I guess the biggest one, and we could just see how far this one goes, because I'm going to be completely honest, guys. May is not my month. May is crazy. May 3rd is my daughter's birthday. May 9th this year was Mother's Day. It was also my anniversary. May 11th is our, like, became boyfriend and girlfriend anniversary. Mm-hmm. Then the next week is my wife's birthday. So this is like not a good month for
February.
Me. Yeah, I have not been following any news. So you guys have to educate me. Apple versus Epic. I guess it's been like in court and they've been live streaming it. I've seen like a lot of headlines coming out of this. What are the biggest takeaways? What do we need to know?
I think so far they're kind of going through a lot of like I've been watching, reading some Jacob Wolf tweets as he tweets out, because he's got the patience to listen to this stuff. Because he's a reporter,
Jacob Wolf,
and I'm
man.
Not.
Yeah, legend.
I could not handle that. But I think like it seems like they're really exploring. And, like, maybe this is I've never gotten called for jury duty. I've never gotten past the selection process. Thank God. So I've never sat in a courtroom case, but they are going and explaining every different thing and delving into each different thing. And I don't, at this point, it feels less of a, like, here's the reason why. And it's more like, here's why Epic sucks. Or here's why Apple sucks. Like, fuck you guys. No, you have porn games. You guys are even worse than we are. And it's like, it's getting to that kind of thing, but they're like, you know, billionaires doing this sort of thing and trying to convince 11 people who don't play video games, don't know video games, and they have to like go in and explain. So like, there's this game called a role-playing game, and they have to like explain out. And like, I cannot imagine being one of the people in there just like driving your head into your desk trying to just like, I don't care.
Mashing A, like skip.
But I think I would not be surprised if this was not weeks and weeks more of stuff until something comes of it. And then when it's finally a thing, then it'll have like a repercussion, because now it's a precedent case of all these, you know, store exclusivity deals and what that means or doesn't mean. but
yeah, because Sony, yeah. Jada was saying that Sony was in some like, a class action lawsuit because they're taking too much control over their digital content.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the class action lawsuit against Sony has been filed, but nothing's like there's been no movement on it yet. Basically, just somebody filed because they were tired of only being able to buy digital games from the PlayStation Store. They want to be able to buy their digital games from Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, wherever, like they used to be able to. So that's kind of where the class action lawsuit kind of came from. And that's, you know, the Epic, Apple, that started because of the 30% revenue cut that Apple was takes from all games on their App Store. So Epic, you know, started that lawsuit against them because they wanted to change that value. And then Apple countersued when Epic removed Fortnite from the store and started selling their V-Bucks through the game app itself instead of having to buy it through the Apple store. So Apple was losing profits on any V-Bucks bought in Fortnite. So the countersuit came from that because they were getting around. It was saying it violated terms of their contract
This feels like Godzilla 1 or the remake where the dude just says, let them fight. You know?
Yeah, basically. It's been such a shit show too, because so they had this like a discovery folder that was online that anybody could go and look in. So any document that was going to be shown in court for open discovery, like you and I could go in and look at it. So people have been like just scouring this folder daily to see what gets dropped in there. There was a bunch of stuff that was dropped in there on the first day. It was like 100+ documents, and a lot of them were supposed to be, private. So like they weren't, like they were supposed to be redacted information that wasn't redacted yet.
Ooh.
So like a lot of trade secrets and stuff got out, and so like a lot of people have been moving to I'm not a lawyer, so but moving to move stuff from discovery into like a more closed exhibition of the stuff. So there's been a lot of that. They opened the phones for like people or like people to call in, and like a bunch of like 12-year-olds. Like,
why would they do that? You know what's gonna happen.
They like were supposed to be like listen in only or let one person in at a time for a thing, but they, because it's like law is like easily the most one of the most like in 300 years ago still in a lot of ways. Yeah. And so they're like, let's try this telephone thing. Like, y'all, we could do this in a trillion different ways. I could set y'all up a Discord server and give you presenter privileges only so no one else can tell. But, like, it's just...
They didn't do that.
They didn't.
But, yeah, so there's a bunch of kids, like, calling in and, like, doing meme songs about Fortnite and stuff like that. They're all on the record, and it's some crazy... I do not envy the stenographer in this court case.
Were they playing Chug Jug with you?
Number one victory royale. Yeah, Fortnite. We're about to get down.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but yeah, it's just been crazy.
Rest
you know,
in peace, Tornado, like, Tomato Town. Rest in peace.
But yeah, like, and like Microsoft has been siding with Epic on certain things, but they don't want to reveal how the sausage is made, so because they don't want to. And then Apple started coming after Microsoft. Like, is this profitable for you guys? Like, it's everybody's just throwing shit at each other.
It's
now.
One of those things that like we've had in the last like 10 years this resurgence, or not resurgence, but like a evolution of all of these people who make the platforms for the games. Now that you don't also need to distribute them at your, like, you don't need to make like a PlayStation brick and mortar store to sell your PlayStation games because they'd been selling those at Best Buy. But as soon as they were able to keep themselves in the loop and not let Best Buy get a cut or Walmart or Target get a cut, they would obviously do that. Like, it's best for their business, but it's also like, it's a complete like closed loop. Like, okay, you're going to pay us for our games that we make and play them on our console, and it's just all of your money goes directly to us. Meanwhile, all these other, you know, companies are getting shafted on those, and so it's like they've all kind of happened for so long that all of these, you know, the hardware manufacturers, like everyone has their own marketplace, everyone has their own store. No one wants to give Steam their 15% to 30% anymore. I want to make my own launcher and sell my games through my own, you know, point of sale system and all sorts of stuff. And so it's finally getting to the point where someone's like, okay, let's, what have we been doing the last 15 years? What is this? What are we doing? Is this okay? This feels not okay. This feels wrong.
And just like, in time for everything to change. Because the way that we're doing things now are not going to be the way we're doing things in a couple more years once you see how successful Game Pass is and all the things that they got going on. Because
everything's a subscription.
Subscriptions, baby. Yeah. Look at that. I got that Disney Plus. How else are you going to watch that Bad Batch? You know?
Gotta watch that Bad Batch.
$900
a month. I got rent, and then I got all my subscriptions, right? If you use, you know, if you use Adobe, there's that subscription you've got.
Well, we're all screwed once they figure out how to like really lock down the IPs so we can't share accounts anymore, because I swear to God, it's like a communal thing with my family. It's like, oh yeah, Unc's got the Netflix, Corey's got the HBO Max, like, and we just share our passwords everywhere. They're gonna get us eventually. Noxie in the chat, thanks for the 100 biddies, and also congratulations. Yo. Planning his wedding.
Congrats. That's
where he's been.
Saturday the 15th, and it's coming up. Holy moly.
Yeah.
What are you? This is your break time then, I guess.
This is the break time. Like, yeah.
5 days before the wedding.
After the show, we'll do a little bit of post-show, and we'll give you the best wedding advice, and we can talk to some of the other amazing people in chat, like Pratt Gamer, who is chilling in here. We could watch some more Jada highlights. I'm sure you got a full Shadow play ready to show us all those Apex frags. So let's land this plane. Let's land this bird. Let's go to Jada. Where can people keep up with you? Where are you going to be dropping this big Friday announcement? And when will you be back to actually talk about it? Because I can't wait.
Yeah, so I will be... you can keep up with me at Jada_Rina. JADARINA with that underscore in between the two on Twitter. You can catch me there. You can also catch me at just JadaRina, no underscore, on Twitch. I'm streaming 1 to 2 days a week right now. Just kind of, usually it's like midday.
Hey, get those numbers up, Jada. Those rookie numbers.
You know, I'm an affiliate, so, but whatever, you know, if I really wanted to.
Oh, look at that flex. Don't flex on me, Jada. You know, don't flex.
I'll flex if I want to flex. Dang. But yeah, no, if I wanted to take it serious, I could. But, honestly, like as somebody who used to stream 5-6 days a week for 6 hours a day, like I just kind of fell out of love with gaming, and so I had to pull back on that and just kind of take gaming back to myself. I stream when I'm up for it. If I'm not, I don't.
That's why I stopped streaming altogether. I just really enjoy playing the games. It's not worth losing. I get rage because I lose
for
frames.
Some people, not for others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had like another PC setup or something, it might be a little different. But no, man, I'm not losing those frames. I'm winning them games. Kyle, man, what's up with you? How's the Harmonix grind? Anything new? What's the new hotness? Any new DLCs coming up?
I mean, we got new DLC every week. There's something for everybody. We try to keep it fresh, keep it interesting. I just planned out the whole next season of stuff, so I got to put my hat in the ring on who I think we should pick on this, that, and the other thing.
Really?
What I think
they're letting
cool
you make music decisions.
Unfortunately, there's limitations. Oh, man. If I had full reign, there would be a whole lot of pissed off people.
How is your System of a Down library?
I feel like we have a lot.
There's so much system in Rock Band 2. There's so much. Sorry.
I feel like we have a lot.
In Buser? Fuser?
Ooh, I don't know about Fuser.
That's what I'm talking about.
We could always be throwing new stuff in. That's the one thing that, like, the library on that is still itty bitty. The Rock Band library is 2,800 songs. Fuser's nowhere near that. So we'll get that. We'll be on our way with that soon enough. Apparently.
Cool. and then I got not much going on, man. My team, the SF Shock, got bopped out of the May Melee, so there was a little bit of depression in there, but I had to keep on moving because of, like I said, May is insane. So if you guys noticed, you know, we're recording on a Monday because we couldn't get things together over the weekend. We got people's appendix flying out of their bodies. We got all sorts of stuff. So you know, we're just going to keep on doing our best. We will be doing our post show here on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. So if you listen to the podcast, want to interact with us in person, we encourage you to do so. And then likewise, if you're in the stream right now and you didn't know, we have a podcast. It's on RSS feed. You can check it out on the Google Play Store, iPhone Store, all the stores, basically. And it's free. So you can get it for free. Listen, we have a crazy back catalog of like 800 episodes. You could go back. My favorite thing is listen to old episodes and see all the stuff we got wrong. And there's a lot of it. But they, like the specifically the ones where I was saying esports was a joke and never going to take off. And that one was...
Sure glad you're wrong, huh?
I know, right?
Sure glad you listened to me.
Yeah.
Said esports is going to be a big thing.
I know. It was that sage wisdom that carried it on. So, yeah, go check it out. Listen to the old episodes. And we appreciate everything. You know, thanks. Bye. Oh, no, I ended stream instead of ending the recording.
Rip.
We're back.